Hello everyone, welcome back all of you to my podcast. Hope you all are fine and taking a very, very good care of yourself. Well, dear all, a city illumines truth and reveals reality. It does not bring new wonders into the scope of vision, but enables one to see what is already there. And where this eternal light intersects the earth, it is known as Kashi. Dinah L. Eck said this beautifully, and I do agree. And today I am going to share my learning from the city of Varanasi. Yes, dear all, you must be thinking that why I have started with this topic today. Well, recently I have visited this place, and this place is full of historical background. I'm not going into the detail of those things which already happened, but yes, I will be sharing with you my learning with this place. This city is a city of Hindu learning through ages. We all know this very well. And it is an oldest inhabited cities in the world. One of the first major urban settlements in the middle Ganges Valley. A seat of Vedic religion and philosophy by 2nd millennium BCE. Whatever I will say will be very, very less in the praise of the city, as it is famous for so many things, especially iron works, sculpture, and the most interesting thing, silk fabrics. Hope you all love Banarsi dupattas. Yes, dear all, the capital of this place was Kingdom Kashi in the ancient time. And when Buddha came at Sarnath, then what happened? He gave his first sermon. So this place really has a special value in the ancient history of India, as I've told you. But during the medieval times, Muslim occupation in 1194, Hindu temples were destroyed. But in the year 1910, British made this place a new Indian state with Ramnagar as headquarters, but no jurisdiction was there over the city. It was after the independence in the year 1947 that this place became part of which state? UP. Yes, Uttar Pradesh. So, dear all, you must be waiting to know the history of this place from my way. In my way, from my journey, you want to learn. And yes, dear all, I really want to share with you that how I traveled recently to this place. I just want to say that yes, there is something mysterious. There is some power in this place, as so many temples are there, and the most importantly, Vishwanath temple is there. That is also near the Ganges. So many ghats are there where the rites are being performed, different kinds of rites, and they all signify something, that is reality of life. We all know this. So many things there go in different way. And this time, this was my second visit to this place. And this time what I decided with my family that we will be trying to explore everything new about the culture of the place. And we were all astounded to see the culture of the people there. The behavior of the people there. We went to different restaurants to explore the culture, the food habits, eating habits, And there we have seen Bati Chokha, a unique restaurant with the traditional Rajasthani food. We enjoyed that. We actually relished that. Then we went to Tandoori Villa, which was again a great place for experiencing something traditional. All this was good. Then we went to a royal restaurant. Yes, dear all, that place was very special. And that place, there in the hotel itself, a magnificent palace was there. And for that, I'm taking you back to the history. And that palace was Kesar Palace. This palace was originally the residence of Jung Bahadur. Yes, he was ruling from 1816 to 1877. And this king was one of the most prominent figures in Nepali royalty. In Banaras, he and his queen hosted guests in this palace from all over the world. And he spent substantial time in the cantonment area. A regiment of Nepali soldiers would use to escort him back to the Nepal when leaving the palace to return home. So this property was an heritage property. And most importantly, this place is really a blend of serenity and eminence. And I enjoyed the greenery, which was very soothing to my eyes. Everything was going very right. But the most strange thing, which I have learned, and that became an important lesson for me to learn, and I just want to warn all of you also, that please take care of your belongings when you are traveling, especially the valuable things when you're traveling to this place. As something I have lost, something was being stolen right from my luggage, and I didn't have a clue of that, and that also on the last day of my journey. I didn't want to share this, but it was a learning. That is why I'm sharing with you all. If someone is trying to steal your valuables, that things, that action, that deeds is being counted in his or her accounts, karmic accounts, not in your karmic accounts. So just take care of your things. But remember one thing, that if you are thinking that this thing is mine, you are thinking in a wrong way. As when you will be leaving this world, nothing will be there with you. And this is the lesson which I have learned again. And especially that object which was being stolen was something which was very close to my heart. I was very attached to it. So the loss of that thing is not painful for me, as it has given me a lesson, and that is why I'm sharing with you all that life is important. Whatever is being given to you by the Lord, enjoy it. Don't think that this is mine, I will not share. No, everything which has been given to you, it has been given by the Lord. And you need to understand this fact. Surrender yourself to the Almighty and do the best. Share your things. Live your life happily. This was a lesson from this city, the city of Hindu learning through ages. A city where so many things are already popular. Learned scholars are there. But do you think if any such a thing happens with you, you will think in the same way that yes, this place is really very good. No, the place is really good, but the problem is in the mind of people, mind of person. The problem is there in our minds. We need to rectify it. The place is still very biased. So keep learning with me and take a very good care of yourself. Till then, stay connected with me. Bye-bye.